Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back with you until 1 o'clock taking your calls. Then we have Pirate Baseball here on The Fan. And by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and North Hills. And you can call us on an Edgar Snyder & Associates text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Lots of calls. Let's rattle them off as fast as we can, beginning with Kevin on the sale on the cell phone, line one. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing? Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Bob.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sorry. Hey, I just wanted to give a quick shout to give a little more love to the Division I Wrestling Championship happening in town. I'm not sure, you know, we had about 17,000 people down there Thursday afternoon. And
they were there Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, yesterday afternoon, yesterday night. I mean, they're going to be there in full, it's sell out. They're going to have over 100,000 people over the six sessions.
Correct, which is awesome. I mean, locally, you have three Whitfield wrestlers, former Whitfield wrestlers in the finals this weekend.
Yeah.
Spencer Lee from Franklin Regional.
Nolf.
Yeah, you know, Jason Nolf, obviously. And you also have Vincenzo Joseph.
All Penn Staters. They're running away with it. We've talked a lot about it. I've showed a lot of the highlights. It's pretty impressive what they're doing. But thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Hope you have a good time. Let's go to Al, line two in Uniontown. Hello, Al. How are you today?
Bob, how you doing?
What's up?
Real quick, bud. I got some good news for you when it's time to come on Joe on Monday. Joe had placed wagers on Buffalo to get to the Sweet 16. And then again to get to the Final Four. But if they get to the Sweet 16, it's going to be all about Joe. Rather, he's going to be either happy or sad, and they're not going to pick on you anymore.
Well, that's all right. I'm used to it, Al. And Buffalo, by the way, is a very good team. And I'm not going to be there, actually. I'm going to call in. I'm going to be out at the NFL owners' meetings, which is an opportunity to chat with Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, Art Rooney, all about what's gone on and what's going to take place in the future with this team. As far as our offseason is concerned. So I look forward to that. You can see our reports on KDK TV and KDK.com. Let's go to Bill, line four there, Matty Ice. Bill joins us on the cell phone. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to vent a little bit. You know, I have a son and a nephew that played professional football, and they see this Antonio Brown, this Le'Veon Bell pitcher in a different light. And it just shows that he has no appreciation, you know, for what he has. He has a six-round draft pick. He's quoting Martin Luther King. He's free at last. But his content of his character is horrible. Now, Le'Veon Bell, there's only one thing people should focus on. He wouldn't pass a drug test. That's why he didn't show up. You think he turned down $14 million? That's
no.
The main reason.
Well,
right
I
there.
Mean, I heard that at the time, Bill, but I don't believe that's the case. I do believe that he's one smoke away from being out of the league, so I think that's a tough one if you're the Jets when you know you're bringing him in. And maybe that had something to do with less guaranteed money, too. I don't know. But the bottom line is Le'Veon Bell had an idea in his head that he was going to be the highest-paid running back ever. Todd Gurley blew that for him, and then the market retreated because so many other running backs around the NFL who are not first or second or third-round picks, could be free agents, could be fifth-round picks, they all go in and do well when given an opportunity. And I think they kind of chipped away at whatever value he believed he had. So he made a mistake. He miscalculated. Should have taken the money. He would have been still here. And I think if he was here last year, they probably would have gotten into the playoffs because he can make that much of a difference. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call. 412-928-9370. Yeah, let's go to Zach on the cell. Line three. Hey, Zach, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
What's up?
Hey, huge fan.
Thanks.
I just wanted to run past a few things with you. Who do you think the bigger villain in Pittsburgh is right now, Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell? And I don't know if they play against each other this year, but the Raiders and the Jets play. Who do you be rooting for?
Well, Zach, I don't root. I wouldn't root for either of them the way things are going if I did root. I think Antonio Brown, the way he handled it, was far worse than Le'Veon Bell. You can tell me that Le'Veon Bell has backtracked and gone against what he said, and that's true. But all along, he maintained he was doing it for the money, which makes him a bad decision. It wasn't so much that he was, you know, devaluing himself, sabotaging his own team, trying to get out of town, get a new contract. Make no mistake here, Zach, both of these guys crave money at all costs, and it's all about money. But, and I understand that, too. You're playing a sport. You have a talent. You want to get paid. But both were being paid. Both were offered big deals. Antonio Brown was the highest paid guy at the time when he signed, and now he walked out. If I were the Steelers, I would have sued him, and I would have sued him for money back on a guarantee that I guaranteed and gave to him once he signed his deal because he didn't complete it. But they didn't do that. They moved on. But Brown, to me, was despicable in the way he handled everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Le'Veon, I agreed with him the whole way until, you know, he badmouthed the Steelers in the city, and glad you had our back, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I like to engage guys when I think they're wrong, and I'm not going to do it in a way that's, nasty. I know Twitter likes nasty, but I'm not nasty. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call, man. Own it. Own it, Le'Veon. You're the one who said you wanted to be the highest paid guy. You're not. You're not even close now. You should have taken the Steelers deal. He should have said that, but he didn't because he wasn't. And instead of just owning it and saying that and saying, I made a mistake, okay, but I got to deal with it. If you look at his Twitter, there's no way he wanted to play for the Jets, ever. It's certainly not for that sum of money. And he backpedaled, cut to the left, backpedaled through the hole. That's what he did. And now he's trying to make it sound like the Steelers. He had no proof of any of this. You know, look at the Steelers. I ask all of you who are going to side with Le'Veon Bell, look at the Steelers' history of how they've treated people. Look at the – and I'm talking about professionally, with respect. Have you ever heard of situations like this? Come on, man. Look at the history and then tell me what you think based on what Le'Veon Bell claims he's not being treated like a human. Don't get it. Don't want to get it. Glad you're moved on. And I'm glad when the dust settles, we don't have to deal with these two anymore because it's been one headache after another. Bob in Mount Lebanon on line 5 joins us right now. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Great show as always. Pumping ain't easy, brother.
You know it,
hey,
baby.
Hey, Bob, I can't be optimistic about the Pirates at all. I see a fourth or fifth place finish for this team. I can't see the infatuation with the pitching staff, though, Bob. I mean, some people talk as though this is the second coming of Maddox, Glavine, Avery, and Smoltz. I mean, Pyon or Williams would be a number two or number three starter on any other team. Archer was a mediocre pitcher last year. Musgrave is hurt more than he pitches. Who's your number five starter? And too many ifs on this team. If Bell hits more than 12 homers, if Marte can run the bases or throw it to a decent cutoff man. Just do the math, Bob. With all these teams, the Cubs, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Phillies, Atlanta, the Pirates would have to finish second in the NL Central just to make the wild card. That's not going to happen, Bob. Another bad summer in the Berg, Bob. Hey, Bob, well, keep up the good work, brother.
All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. First of all, you asked the question, who's your fifth starter? To me, it's going to be Nick Kingham based on how he's pitched. But they brought Jordan Lausdale to do that, and maybe he'll win it just because they brought him in and he was one of their signings. But I think Kingham has shown me that he's capable of that. Their pitching is good. To your point, none of these guys would be an ace on other teams. Let's wait on that and see, because I think Tyone has the ability to do that, and I think this is a big year for him in that department. I think their pitching is a strength, no doubt. But to your other point, Bob, about ifs, a lot of ifs. You know, there are ifs about third base. Can Jung Ho-Gung really do it? He's not hitting very well for average. He has produced some power, and that's fine. If shortstop pans out, how about if it doesn't? If Adam Frazier can play defensively at second base, that's not guaranteed. If Josh Bell, who struggles defensively, can hit, he has to hit more home runs. There are too many ifs in the field, which will lead to one if by the end of the season, and that will be the Pirates asking themselves, if we had done more in this offseason, could we have supported a young pitching staff that was our strength? And in this division, you're going to need as much of it as you can get. I don't think there's any question. It's a tough division. I still think they're going to be over 500, and I'm trending positively, I think, on their win total because I think their pitching will keep them in a lot of games, but I think ultimately their defense and their hitting will let them down too much in critical situations. All right, we're going down to the board. We got Tom in Moon Township who joins us now, home of the state champion Moon Tigers. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Bob. First of all, I want to tell you, I think you're Pittsburgh's premier sportscaster. I love everything you do. I agree with you a lot. I just want to say
thanks,
that,
Tom.
And this may have been said before, and this is regarding Bell and Antonio Brown. There's one common denominator they're missing, and that's Ben's arm, okay? And that's Ben's mind. And, yes, he might have problems. And, no, he's no spring chicken. But I'll tell you what, when somebody else starts throwing to them, pick, you know, calling the plays, I honestly think it's going to make a huge difference. And what do you think about that, Bob?
I think you're right about the quarterback, Tom, and thanks for the call. I think Roethlisberger has a lot to do with the success of Antonio Brown, not the other way around. Wide receivers run routes. They get open. The quarterback has to get it there, which is why I've long maintained, all due respect to Santonio Holmes, who made a wonderful catch on that game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl against Arizona. But that throw was more impressive to me than the catch. Catch was great. They're both great. But I love the throw. You have to put the ball in those windows. Who's to say that Antonio Brown? We've seen Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a good quarterback, there's no doubt. But he struggled at times last year. I think when he's on, he's real good. And I think Antonio Brown, because he's there, will make him better. They'll have a good combination, I think. But listen, it's quarterback more than receiver to me. It always is going to be that way. Yes, you have to go up and win balls. Yes, you can do that. But you got to have a quarterback who puts it somewhat near where he has to put it. Otherwise, you're going to struggle. I think Antonio Brown is a wonderfully talented guy. I don't think there's any question. I think Le'Veon Bell is wonderfully talented. These are two guys you'd like to have here under bright circumstances, but the circumstances are not right. So they made choices. The Steelers did too. Let's go to Anthony. He's our next choice in Oakland. Hey, Anthony, how are you? What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob, I hope you're up for some constructive criticism.
Sure.
I'm not like the other guys. I think that I've seen far too lack of professionalism from the reporters in this town lately, and I don't think it was appropriate for you to go back and forth with an ex-player.
I didn't do it. Hey, wait a minute. I didn't do it in a disrespectful way. I called him out on what I thought. I wanted to know what it was. He said all along, Anthony, didn't he? He wanted to set the market for running backs, and now all of a sudden he's talking about being mistreated in Pittsburgh. So I wanted to know what it was. That's all I did.
Well, I didn't see it that way, and I've seen far too many beat reporters putting in commentary. I've seen, you know, people who used to work with the franchise getting on Twitter criticizing players, talking about if it weren't for this quarterback, you would be. I just think this whole 2 years, the media has done a real poor job, and I don't think if I were a player, after seeing some of the back and forth with some of you guys in the media, I wouldn't even talk to you guys because I don't think that's your role. Your role is to report. It's not to add commentary and your own.
Anthony, this right here you're calling wrong. This right here you're calling is an opinion show. This has nothing to do with that. So my opinion is that Le'Veon Bell miscalculated the market and then wouldn't admit that he did, instead took a cheap way out and slapped the Steelers around. Have you ever heard over a long history of the Steelers of them totally mistreating to the point where people are saying it's inhumane? Have you ever heard that before?
Well, of course, his words were inartful.
Well, that's it. That's on him. Those are the words he put out there. So back it up.
And he should be taking a task for being inarticulate. But that still, to me, is no cause for reporters. And it's not just you. I've seen too much of that these last couple years. And I just think it's unbecoming of a reporter. And if I were players, I would certainly point out these people and wouldn't talk to you.
Well, listen, it all started. Antonio Brown, for many years, was easy to talk to and didn't have a problem. All of a sudden, things changed with him. And I don't know what started it. I don't know where it came from. But the way he was acting had to be called into question. Don't you agree, Anthony? Real quick, because I'm up against. Don't you agree that he completely sabotaged the team and his efforts to get it?
Of course, and I've made those comments myself. So I'm not here singing his praises. I'm going to miss him, his talent. I'm not going to miss his attitude and the way he acted these last couple months. I thought it was atrocious. But I also didn't think it was appropriate for an ex-employee of the Steelers to get into a back and forth and talking about you wouldn't be nothing without Ben. That may have set him off, too.
All right.
I don't know.
We'll see. Thanks, Anthony. I always appreciate the call from you. We got more lines, more people calling in right now. Anthony always gets them going here. 412-928-9370. Once again, thanks to our sponsors. who provide this show to you every week that we do it here on Saturday, PNC Bank. Make today the day. Allegheny Health Network, health for all. We're driven by number one Cochrane. And I also want to thank good people of Window Nation, because this week I had people come to my house from Window Nation. Anthony and Hunter were outstanding. They did a great job. And you know, I noticed, as the ads say, that there was some condensation in the windows. And, you know, spring is close and temperatures are warming, so this is the time to check your windows. You know, are they tough to open? Because if they are, you may need some help. Are they cracked? Are they drafty? Do you see those condensation signs? And I did. That all means it's time for new windows. And spring in action right now for huge Window Nation savings. You're going to get two windows free for every two you buy. You get four. Buy four, you get four free. There's no limit. You want 20 of them, you get 10. It's that simple. Do the math. Plus, you're going to get a house of windows for only $69 a month. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, but you're also getting brand new energy-efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. That's it, $2 a day. That's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of milk or gas. So now is the time to take advantage of this limited-time offer. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door combination designed to engineered, tame wild weather conditions that we have throughout the course of January, February, March. All with A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. So buy two windows, get two free. There is no limit. Get a house of windows. $69 a month, as low as that. Hurry, as this offer won't last long. Call Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, or check them out at windownation.com. PA license 104-611.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.